filmed from the first day Britain went into lockdown.
It looks very much like you have got coronavirus.
In one of London's biggest hospital trusts.
So this is pretty much an extension of intensive care. You can, two of them, three of them should be in intensive care.
Capturing the gravest challenge our health service has ever faced.
Yesterday I had 5 call in self-isolation, last night another 5, and this morning I had 5 calls. And they're ICU nurses.
From the front line of saving lives.
It actually feels like a field hospital.
To testing out drug therapies that offer hope.
This is the hardest fight ever.
This is the inside story of the impact COVID-19 is having on all of us.
Incredibly lucky, against all the odds, actually.
As our NHS fights to keep us alive.
This is a terrible, terrible disease. It's not just my husband, it's all these thousands of people.
London's Royal Free Hospital is a world leader in the treatment of infectious diseases. They were one of the first trusts in the UK to receive COVID-19 patients. Now, the number of people arriving with symptoms of the virus is increasing every day.
Straight down here, because he's part of the COVID crew, so just go straight through those double doors and go into that area and offload to one of the nurses. It's our old waiting room, basically.
All suspected COVID-19 patients are being quarantined in isolation bays and must stay in ambulances outside until there is space to treat them.
We're delivering intensive care at the front door now, which we never did before.
88-year-old Peter has arrived in A&E with breathing difficulties. The oxygen levels in his blood are dangerously low, a warning sign of respiratory distress. He is immediately given oxygen to help his breathing.